Let's talk about the size and the cost of the public sector in Newfoundland and Labrador. It's coming under scrutiny again with a report out from Ames, noting that we have the largest and the most expensive in Atlantic Canada, if not the entire country. Marco Navarro is the president of Ames, co-author of the report. He's on the line from Halifax. Mr. Navarro, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So give us some idea of how many more civil servants per capita, per population we have compared to everybody else in this country.
The way we work it out is we work it out on the basis of 1,000 residents. To give you an idea, the average in the country from the sum of the 10 provinces is 83 public servants per 1,000 at the provincial level. The Atlantic average is about 96. Newfoundland currently finds itself with 109 public servants on the provincial payroll per 1,000 Newfoundlander and Labradorians.
Why is that necessarily a bad thing? Maybe we need that many people.
Maybe you do. We're not necessarily saying that this is a bad thing. What we are doing is essentially establishing a set of comparisons. It would be, I submit, up to the government of Newfoundland and Labrador and Newfoundlanders to decide whether, for example, New Brunswick, that has one of the lowest in Atlantic Canada at 81 per 1,000, actually has, say, about 30% worse public service delivery and services than do Newfoundlanders. In other words, do the large number of extra public servants in Newfoundland delivers that much of a better service than, say, for example, New Brunswickers have? That is one of the collateral questions that the data would offer.
Does your study look at all into why we have so many?
We do not. We look at the number of public servants per 1,000, and then we look at the gap between the pay of public service employees and those who work in the private sector. So it's not all bad news for Newfoundland. In spite of the fact that they have the largest number of public servants per 1,000, the difference between pay for public servants and private sector employees in Newfoundland is the smallest in the four provinces at just under 10%. Whereas, for example, in PEI, public servants get paid twice as much as the average islander. And in New Brunswick, to give you another example, public servants in New Brunswick get paid 83% more than the average private sector employee.
I always wonder when I see the numbers of provincial employees, what the numbers look like if you add in the other two levels of government, the federal and the municipal, because I know there's a lot in many of the other provinces in this country. There are far more federal employees than we have. And in a lot of other places, they've got a bigger municipal system than we do.
Yes, we include municipal workers here because they are essentially the municipal governments are wards of the provincial level of government. So those are included. We include provincial and territorial services, local and municipal governments, and nurses and the like. Everyone who is paid out of the provincial payroll is included here. We do not include federal, of course, because the distribution of federal workers is more uneven, considering that, for example, soldiers in naval or air bases or army bases are also part of the federal payroll, and they're not distributed in the same way.
All right. You've got numbers that tell us how many, but don't tell us why. What should we, as a populace, what should our leaders as a government do with these numbers?
I think there are some tough questions to be asked about. Does Newfoundland need, is there a need for that level of difference between it and the rest of the country and it and the Atlantic average? One of the things, for example, that we look at is that if you take the excess number of employees above the national average in Newfoundland, and you multiply it by the average salary which they make, it's roughly comes close to a billion dollars, which is not entirely a small sum, and it would go a long way to deal with some of the deficit problems that Newfoundland currently has in its budgeting.
But if you got rid of a large number of civil servants, I'm always told by people that that's going to would have a direct negative effect on the economy because they wouldn't have a salary to spend anymore. And the money that would be diverted to paying off the debt would leave the province to go to big banks and other people who hold our bonds.
I've heard this one a lot, and it presupposes, it's based on a false assumption that government jobs are equal to jobs in the private sector. Private sector jobs are generated by the wealth of things that are being done and made that have a tangible commercial value. Or if you want to put it in a sort of a metaphor or an image, if the ship of government, if the government is, say, a cart, the people who are paying taxes from the private sector are pushing the cart, and government are on the cart. If we have less people on the cart, it makes it easier to push. That said, yes, government jobs do generate some economic activity, but we must not forget that those jobs are supported by the pockets of those who are in the private sector generating the wealth. And so if we were to reduce the number of public sector jobs, that money in the pockets of private individuals would be invested and would generate other jobs. So it's a false comparison that those jobs would disappear and nothing would take place with that money.
But we'd be using that money to pay down our debt, and it would leave the province.
No, the debt doesn't leave the province. Reducing the debt strengthens Newfoundland economy. The truth of the matter is that if provinces in Newfoundland in particular, which is in dire straits economically, is unable to pay its debt, the ratings for its debt will continue to degrade, increasing interest services on the debt. So it would cost even more to service the debt. So dealing with the debt right now is in the interest of Newfoundlanders.
All right, Mr. Navarro, we'll leave it there. I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is Marco Navarro. He is president of Ames and co-author of the report.